Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we have doggedly stretched and flexed to meet the needs of our audience, determined to always be in touch with the needs of our listeners. Thanks for joining us.
You know, for a second, I forgot that Rich always copies some company's mission statement for the intro, and I thought you were just making that up. And I was like, yeah, that's us, stretching and flexing. Yeah.
We're stretching our, like, boundaries and flexing our...
Flexing our
observational
thing,
muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's not what was going on.
It actually, that's how amazing it is. But yeah, no, this is the about page for rubber band.
Wait, just rubber band?
Rubber band.com.
Oh, the Alliance Rubber
the
Company
Alliance
at rubberband.com. The people who make the rubber bands. Wow.
Okay, one, that's a company, and two, they own rubberband.com, which I'm actually kind of mad about. That's the most amazing
forward-looking thing. Alliance Rubber Company. Well done.
Wow. I mean, I guess we're going to have to find another shtick for 23, but like I don't want to. Ooh, amazing.
No. Yeah. Let's get right into something you'll need this holiday season, and that is my first thing, a fluffy hat.
Really?
Okay. Now,
we say fluffy.
So we're talking like, you know, the ones that look kind of like a Russian poofy hat. A lot of times they're that. They could also be a bucket hat that's just fuzzy. I've seen those a lot too.
Oh my God.
And the triangulation here is KoreaBoo.com calls it the most popular accessory to come out of K-pop in 2022. And Yahoo Life says Kendall Jenner wears a giant fuzzy cowboy hat, achieves peak horse girl.
Done. Peak horse girl is amazing. Oh my God. I'm so excited right now because those furry, the Russian looking ones are like, they're kind of the hat that you always want to be wearing, but you feel that it would be a little extra or maybe like a lot extra. But if K-pop is doing it, I'm in.
I don't know it from the Kendall Jenner side as well. But what I do know is I first noticed it on the Le Sserafim folks when they were doing the music shows, and then suddenly it was everywhere. And all the groups were like, that looks warm and fashionable. I will wear it.
That is definitely how it works. Also, in the Kendall Jenner photo, I would like to point out that she's also wearing the year's hottest trend that I have not even bothered to deal with, which is like the puffy coat that just makes you look like the actual marshmallow man.
Yeah. No,
or like you have infinity D boobs that start at your waist. Like it's this bizarre look that's just like Michelin Man.
Yeah, I think it's is there some sort of sense of relief to say like, yes, this is fashionable. And no, you can't tell what I look like when I'm wearing it.
Maybe. Maybe. But oh my God, am I loving the furry hat.
Yeah, it's it's comfy. Good. It's a comfy thing. And yet, it's also fashionable, at least for now.
Oh my God.
Furry, I mean, this is not going to stick around either. But yeah, fuzzy hats. Definitely look for... Eileen actually bought a fuzzy bucket hat like a year ago now, I think.
I do see an article about it from very late 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So it does seem to be that was...
It's been building.
It was just starting to emerge. It's been building.
Yeah.
You know, this actually makes perfect sense, too, because it kind of goes with the crocheted balaclava.
Oh, it does. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're right. Everything that makes perfect sense.
Is all about cozy. It's
so
cozy.
I've kept us cozy on top. What about our feet?
Yeah, exactly. Somehow, it is as though we have planned it yet again.
Which we have not.
I assure you, we have not.
I know you don't believe us, but we haven't.
We never have. But actually, in keeping with this kind of head-to-toe Michelin Man situation, a thing that is a super-duper thing is like platform moon boots.
Wait, moon boot like looks like the 60s Apollo mission moon boot.
Or like the moon boots, the snow boots that you and I used to wear.
Oh, right. Yeah, totally.
Like the kind of just like puffy snow boot.
Yeah, puffy boot thing. With lots of lace.
Yes, exactly.
Not doily lace, but like laces for, you know, yeah.
Right. And now it's all about that puffy boot with a platform. So, and this goes with the platform croc trend that we
platform's
saw.
Kind there of was a meta thing, huh?
Platform's actually kind of a meta thing, which is so 90s platform everything, like the big old Doc Martens and these puffy boots then that are coming with a big platform. There are platform Birkenstocks. There are platform moon boots. But the puffy, and I think they're actually calling it, I think the better word for it is the puffer boot.
Puffer boot, because it's puffer. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Is the whole look.
And Moon Boot's a brand, apparently, at least according to Thocky Joe in the Discord.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Okay. So probably this is all of a piece with the puffer jacket, which has gotten bigger and bigger bigger.
Everything's puffy.
And there's the puffer boot, and it goes with your furry hat.
Yeah.
The puffer boot is winter's comfiest shoe trend. Boom. Here we go. From Birdie.
You won. You won it. You won Christmas and Hanukkah and Festivus and all of it.
Here's a Off-White makes a quilted platform tall puffer boot with a heel for that's on sale from $3,400.
Now you're just shopping.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm doing research.
It's when you got to the price, I was like, now she's just gonna add this to the cart. Like we've taken an off ramp.
No, I was gonna say it's a freaking puffy boot with a rubber heel on it that was $3,400. That's
now,
insane. Now it's only $1,300, so I added it to my cart.
That's what I thought. I wasn't saying it didn't start with a point.
Platform puffer boot. I'm so happy that we can do this research live on the show because I didn't really know what to call it. Like I was just like, oh yeah,
it's a puffer boot. Okay.
Yeah. But right platform puffer boot. It's the jam. Just puff everything and then platform it up, and then you'll just be a big, awkward, sort of limping, like shuffling cloud.
So comfy though. So cozy.
So comfy. Yeah. So cozy. So cozy.
And you're gonna need all those clothes because you're going to be cold with your buzz cut because everybody's getting buzz cuts. Now I found a supporting article from August, from GQ about this. But I've just noticed it. I've just noticed men and women. This is not a gender thing. Everybody's shaving their head. They're just done with it all. Get that hair off of me.
It's true. And actually, we talked about this a little bit. We talked about the shave head with the dyed designs. But it appears that a bunch of people are just like, well, I'm not
like, I don't even need the design. Just
design in there.
Yeah.
I just want to shave my head, which I guess is sort of the inevitable. That was the inevitable snapback from pandemic hair.
Maybe that's it. Maybe carrying that pandemic hair for so long just brought a reaction. And people are like, need to get rid of it. Need it off. Keep it off.
That's so interesting. So you're seeing it around town in LA.
Seeing it around town. I'm seeing it on TV in various different places. Of course, I saw it on Jin from BTS, but that's because he got inducted in the military. So I'm not sure if that's related. But I'm seeing other like movie stars on red carpets. You know, like you've got the shaved head look. You know, it's all over the place.
Apparently, from this article that you found from GQ in August. Riverdale actor KJ Apa took to Instagram to show off his newly sheared locks. Reset, he captioned it.
Oh yeah, there you go. That feels like a backlash. Like I'm out of the pandemic hair, resetting with a shaved head. Also, the funniest place that I noticed it, and I think it's the one that pushed me to put it in the bullpen, was my wife's company was having one of those, you know, all hands meeting things, and she was watching the video from it, and all the executives had shaved heads.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a look in the entertainment industry. That's for sure.
Dang. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Here's Chris Pine with one.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Amazing. Amazing. Well, I'm going to take us out of fashion, style, and shopping for a second.
Okay. Fair enough.
Into a thing that is a bit of a crossover thing with the tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
But also just one of those things that like popped up. I had no warning. I did not see an article about it. And then suddenly everybody had discovered it organically and was using it. And that thing is Instagram Notes.
Oh, yeah. The weird, like, Instagram lets you post text now, even though it's always been about photos.
And it's in your... I don't even understand how everybody found this and started using it all at once, which is what I find so amazing. It's in your messaging interface.
Uh-huh.
So it's in your DMs.
Right.
And then there's a little plus sign now on the picture of yourself or whatever, and you can put a little note there. And then I guess people can write back to you. It's like the weirdest. Like, I'm just like, what is the point of this feature? And yet it seems that everyone is taken with it, because when I open my Instagram, it's like everybody's left a note. And I'm like, what is this working?
I mean, is it? Okay. There's a couple
I'm
thoughts.
So confused.
One is Instagram takes so much heat when they roll out new things that maybe they thought this time, let's just roll it out in secret.
I guess so.
Then people will be excited to discover it instead of just, you know, writing hate pieces on their Substack about it.
They were like, you know what? This is the perfect chance to try this out, because everyone's writing their hate tweets about Elno.
Right.
So like, now's our chance.
I think that was my other thought about it is they were like, huh, maybe there's an opening for grabbing some of the short message social media crowd. Right.
Which there like definitely is.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing that I find so funny about this, because this is so not that. It's like, and you know what it is? You know what? I'm realizing even as I start to dunk on it.
Yeah.
But the only reason I would do that is because I don't understand and I am too old. Because I actually do think that the kids are living in the DM interface.
Yeah.
All the time. So if they can have this little quick chat back and forth thing.
Right. Right.
Then they're like, great. This is my Twitter. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I took that part of Twitter away. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think you cracked it. I think that's it.
Weird. It's such a bizarro little feature, and it just has caught on like wildfire, at least on my Instagram. And there have been all these articles about it, and it's been like across the age spectrum of my Instagram people that are using it too. I'm just like,
yeah, I haven't noticed it being demo specific, to say the least. Yeah,
it just debuted silently, is now in widespread use. As though it's never, it's like, I feel like I'm in 1984. Like, we've always had Instagram notes, and they've always been.
What do you mean populated. It's new? No.
What do you mean?
It's been there. Exactly. You just never used it before, I guess.
I'm like, Tom, is this a thing? And you're like, yeah, dude, it's always been a thing.
It's not a thing. It's just, it's like, you know, the sky has been like above us, and Instagram has always had notes.
Like air much? But I just had to note it, so I don't think I'm crazy.
Yes. No, you're not. You're not being gaslit by Instagram. There is a thing we love all year round, and we feel like it's been with us forever, and that's your things. Feedback at itsathing.me, starting Sarah with a holiday thing. Sarah writes, greetings, Thingsters. Are weirdly skinny Christmas trees a thing? I've seen several in my neighborhood, but I'm not sure if it's just a San Francisco thing or if they are taking over everywhere. Photo attached to show what I'm talking about. Thanks for the awesome pod. And indeed, it is, you know, the tall, skinny Christmas tree. I just put in our Discord a small, skinny Christmas tree I saw at Casa Vega yesterday.
Really?
Also, we have a small, skinny Christmas tree in our house because it fit in the corner. So definitely not just a San Francisco thing.
I just did a quick search, like I do, and there is an entire category of skinny or slim Christmas trees. And in fact, there's even a whole article, best slim Christmas trees of 2022, which is just, you know, like a link tree or whatever. But like, apparently, yes, it is, in fact, a thing.
Our producer Rich says we have a small skinny Christmas tree that is only for penguin ornaments, and Norbert says we downgraded to a skinny tree this year too. Brandon says his church has one of those. Saray, I used to work in a patio Christmas store. We used to sell pencil trees in pairs to go over arches. It's a thing.
Oh my god, it's a total thing. And yes, I found one called a pencil Christmas tree. Pencil tree. Whoa. 6-foot lighted slim Christmas tree. This is incredible.
They look a little weird at first because, you know, everybody's used to the triangle, the more triangle shape. This is more like an isosceles than an equilateral. But I've gotten used to it and it fits great. It doesn't take up as much room, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying
I love this one that I just found on Amazon that's like all gold and super skinny. And I want to get it and like put it in a different corner.
It's only like $32 too.
It's $32.
Yeah. That's pretty. I mean, I think it might be pretty. It's hard, you know, hard to tell.
Right.
Until you get it in your house.
It's a pretty janky picture. But
yeah. For $32, I'm starting to wonder what it's really going to look like. But
oh, no, wait. There's a user picture. And it's yeah, just the user like, picture like makes it look a little better. Coins.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love this, though, because it goes with downsizing. It's great for renters. And evidently, yeah, you are freaking right. Yeah. It is a thing.
Wow. That one's a tinsel tree that Molly's looking at, but not all the skinny ones are tinsel trees.
Not all of them are at all. Slim, pencil, or skinny. They come in all three names. Amazing.
Way.
That Charlie dude shared a food thing that I might be a little less excited about than skinny trees. Dry aged fish. It may be a thing.
Oh, Alton Brown is predicting it will trend in 2023. Okay. So we will be doing a predictions episode if it's a thing. We will not steal Alton Brown's prediction, but good to know that, Charlie dude. We'll keep an eye out for dry aged fish in the coming year.
Dry aged fish.
I mean, I'm a guy who eats sardines for lunch like two or three times a week, so I'm not going to judge. I'll probably end up eating this.
Like jerky, like fish jerky. He says, dry-aged fish will be the it dish of 2023. Hashtag culinary truth.
So dry-aged fish will be expensive in 2023 is what that means to me. Yeah, because it's not like dry-aged fish is new. Dry-aged fish goes back centuries. It's just, it's going to become hot. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one. Good spot. Good spot.
Miguel has a question on a fashion thing.
Okay.
Miguel says, hello, Tom, Molly. I've got a thing check for y'all. Today at Disneyland, I've seen at least a dozen hip tween to 20-somethings wearing Kirkland signature logo sweatshirts. Has Costco supplanted Supreme? Also, thanks for confirming Hoka was a thing outside of my bubble. I work across the street from the Deckers corporate headquarters, so I wasn't sure if it was just employees dog fooding their own product. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And if someone does not... If someone in my family, I'm going to clarify because you don't have to do it, nobody. If someone does not buy me a Kirkland signature sweatshirt for Christmas, like we're done here. They exist. That is so amazing. I love everything about the kids these days and them just rejecting brands in favor of freaking Kirkland signature. Look at this picture from Etsy. It's a Kirkland signature sweatshirt next to an influencer hat. And like a cactus plant, because they're all about the plants.
You know what I love about Gen Z is their irony. They are, you know, Gen X and Gen Z, we're not alike in many ways, but I admire the irony. I really do.
Oh, my God. Actual Costco sells them. This is incredible. And they're out of stock because of course they are.
They probably are like, when that started, they're probably like, what happened to all those? We never sell those. That's
I love that so much. Amazing. Barbara writes in on peekaboo hair. Hello, fellow thing spotters. I can either confirm or contradict that peekaboo hair is a thing. To confirm, my hairdresser started giving me peekaboo hair about 6 months ago.
Yes.
Blonde and light brown on top, dark red on bottom.
Nice.
To contradict, I'm in my 50s, so not a member of the youth. Does this mean it is past peak thingness?
It does not mean that. No.
Not at all.
It just means you are on point. Barbara.
On point. Full on hipster, Barbara.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thing firmed. Kevin on Patreon is disappointed in our pun game. Kevin takes us to task at patreon.com/itsathing by saying, how do you mention Jenna Ortega as a thing and not make an Adams Family thing joke?
Yeah, you know, now that you say so, I'm disappointed in us also.
Here's
that's a miss.
Here's what I would say is that you're right. It's a miss. But if it hadn't been a miss, we would have pointed out that it would be obvious to make that joke. You know, we would have just jumped right past not missing it to like, you know, say it like, well, the obvious joke here would be to make a thing joke.
True. Good dodge, but I'm going to go with like, that's a miss.
Oh, no, it's not a dodge. We totally missed it. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
We would have been so, actually, come on, be honest. We would have been so proud of ourselves.
We really would have.
Like, we really would have. We would have been like, lie. Thing, am I right? Yeah. You know, we're only human. We're not computers yet. We are not yet supplanted by ChatGPT. Our time is coming.
Or us missing that is evidence that we are ChatGPT, because that's not how good it is.
Touche. Touche. And then Alex writes in on word mincing. Hi, Rich, Tom, and Molly. I believe by this point we are all familiar with these subtle transmutations of language now occurring on social media, wherein potentially controversial words such as kill or sex take on more innocuous forms such as unalive or segs, spelled S-E-G-G-S, either in spoken word or captions. True and funny. I had previously attributed the dawn of this trend to the heyday of YouTube, where creators discussing difficult topics would perform such obfuscation to avoid demonetization, a practice that was transported to TikTok as an attempt to evade algorithm-based censorship. See the recent New York Times article, Leg Booty, Panoramic, Segs, How TikTok is Changing Language.
Oh no, another thing is changing language. What will we do?
Oh no. However, writes Alex, it was only while scrolling through that same clock app that I came across a Hank Green explanation video, ancillary thing, discussing the emergence of phrases such as for gosh sakes as alternatives to more graphic expressions that would take the Lord's name in vain. I bring all of this up not only to note the meta thing, that is the writing of clickbait articles in which longstanding practices are presented as novel in the face of new technology, but also to reflect with some bemusement on the fact that we have transitioned from attempts to avoid censure from Christian authority figures to attempts to avoid censure from an algorithm. How delightful.
Interesting parallel there, for sure. The darn and gosh alternatives. I also would, I'm going to be self-promoting here. I would point you to the episode of Know a Little More about okay and where it came from and how it was basically a bunch of mid-1800s trolls who came up with the word okay.
Which is amazing.
It's kind of the same general environment as segs and leg booty and all of that. It's always people just messing with the language. People are always messing with the language, and everyone thinks when people mess with the language, it might be the end of you know, whatever, and it never is. But yeah, I also really like this comparison to gosh and darn. That's really good.
I like that too. Or all the ways that, I mean, the reason that I always say doofy things like biscuits and flapjacks is because, you know, for the first at least 6 years of my child's life, I tried not to swear all the time around him. Those who know me know that I am a bit of a trucker. And I tried really hard. And so now I have all the, you know, and I think a lot of people have these alternates in their linguistic toolbox. But it's true that I like that comparison, and I like the sort of evolution of online language. Like when we were coming up, you know, back in the late 90s or early 2000s, it was leet speak.
Yeah. Or emoticons before emojis. Yeah.
And now it's segs, and then it's like flank off or whatever, you know, like there's the dog speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true. Every new thing changes language. And by the way, well-written email.
Yeah, helps. Nicely done. Good job. All right. Joe Hood has decided to send us a Thingmas song again this year, Molly. Just in time for your holiday enjoyment. Are you ready?
I think so.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this year's 2022 Joe Hood Thingmas song.
It's beginning to look a lot like Thingmas everywhere you go. Take a dip in a cowboy pool, wear pajama pants to school, watch Julia Fox on the Chicken Shop Show. It's beginning to look a lot like Thingmas. Hello, Tabby, real nightcore. But the thingiest thing we've got is imitating Michael Scott yelling out parkour.
Oh my God.
A pair of Hoka's 4 feet and a Barracomit is the wish of Mollywood. That song and saying Bing Bong makes Tom Merritt feel good. And we would all be shadow patrons if we only could. It's beginning to look a lot like Thingmas. Capsule wardrobes for my fit. Closed caption for everyone. Side quest for more fun. We'll hope Rich doesn't quite quit. It's beginning to look a lot like Thingmas. TC or GTFO. Have a seaweed as a snack. Eat a tasty ramen hack. Just don't text, send a voice memo.
Oh, that's amazing. That well done. Bravo. Yay.
Bravo. Bravo.
Joe's in the chat.
I forgot about parkour. That's so funny. Joe, you're the best.
Joe had his wife sing and lovely voice. Joe Hood's wife. Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, my goodness. That was incredible. What a beautiful 2022 compendium.
Yes. That was amazing. That was really, really good.
That
Joe.
Was really, really good. There were like things in there I'd totally forgotten about.
I know. I was like, did we say that? I would guess we did.
Oh, so great. Joe, I would like you all to know, is a member of our Patreon at the shout out level, mm-hmm. because that's how freaking awesome he is. Patreon.com/it's a thing is where you can support the show at any level. And those of you who support us at the shout out level get a special, he writes a song for us, but we write a shout out for him week after week, along with everybody else who supports us at that level. And this week, I would expect no less. Our shout outs are based on the descriptions of 2022 Hallmark Christmas movies.
It's the best. We did our annual Watch a Silly. They're never Hallmark, but they're like Hallmark. Watch a Silly Christmas Movie and Bake Cookies thing this week. It was so much fun.
Oh, beautiful. What movie did you watch?
We watched Something Noel with Justin Hartley from This Is Us. It was a Netflix Amazing. Movie.
Amazing. I watched The Holiday. I'm a big fan of The Holiday at Christmas. Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet and Jack Black and Jude Law.
In the past, we've watched The Christmas Prince, The Christmas Prince 2, The Christmas Prince 3, Princess Switched again. But there were no Christmas Prince or Princess Switch this year, so we had to venture out.
I might have to watch this Princess Switch.
Yeah.
Say it again. Christmas Prince. Why can't
the
I say
the Christmas Prince or the Princess Switched?
Thank you. That's what happened. Those two things collided in my brain and became a blob.
It's got Vanessa Hudgens playing multiple people.
Stop it.
It's actually really like total cheese, but really good.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to wrap this up right quick.
All right. Yes. Let's get to these shout outs. You want to take the first one?
I will. Noel Next Door. A hardworking single Joe Hood gets into a war of words with Miranda Janelle, who he feels is ruining Jake Woods, only to find that this misunderstood grouch just may steal Laura Abel.
Undercover Holiday. When returning home for the holidays, newly minted pop star Eric Duncan tells his protective family that his overzealous security guard, Andrew Bradley, is in fact his new beau.
It's like Bodyguard all over again. Ghosts of Christmas Always. Morris Jones is a ghost of Christmas present, and he must help one soul, James C. Smith, rediscover his Christmas spirit.
Oh. The most colorful time of the year. Gabrielle Cohen is an elementary school teacher who learns that she is colorblind. Kevin Sill, an optometrist and father of one of his students, helps bring color into her life in time for the holidays.
Hanukkah on Rye.
Oh, no.
A matchmaker connects Lee Price and Louis Saint-Amour, but their new romance is put to the test when they realize that they are competing deli owners. Will a Mike Aiken's miracle keep them together?
Are they both kosher? I have to know.
I'm glad the Jews represent here, but wow.
I know. On Rye. Wow. Those are the shout outs. And that's what you get when you support It's a thing. Thank you so much for supporting us all year long.
All year long. All year long for multiple years. This is a multi-year patronage. Most of our shout out patrons. We are so grateful to all of you who support the show and keep our butts in these seats week after week. Patreon.com/it's a thing. And we'll see you in the Discord where you can chat along with us live every week while we record.
Email us those things. Feedback@itsathing.me. We want to hear from you.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.